The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 Podcast.
And we welcome you back. Great to have all of you here. Final 2 hours. And let's get to the calls. It's been a while. Jeff is up next in New York. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
I am doing great. What about you?
Paul?
Yeah, we're here, Jeff. Thank you.
I'm doing great. Thanks. Yeah, we're a half an hour from Canada in upstate New York. I've spoken to you on two occasions before, and I appreciate it. It's a good show today.
Thank you.
I'm sitting with my beautiful wife from New Orleans, and I do have a question for you. I just want to set the frame a little bit. You know, I've chatted with you before. We spread LSU love all throughout New England. We were at the game against Alabama at the baseball tavern where the capacity was 700 people, and 500 people were from LSU for that game. And with this pandemic, we'll never see that again, you know. But I just had a quick question for you. And I'm also a Packer fan, and I implored the Packers last year to move up 3 spots to pick up Queen. And I almost threw up in my mouth the next day because I couldn't stay up for the draft when they drafted Jordan Love. Okay, I'm just an armchair quarterback. This year, yeah, I got a little dialogue going with Murphy. He doesn't know me from a bag of you-know-what. But I said, yeah, maybe Barrymore would be a good pick if he's available, you know, and sure enough, my question is what do you know about Eric Stokes out of Georgia? I know you're an SEC guy. And then lastly, I just wanted to say hello to my in-laws down in New Orleans, George Smith from LSU and Lovey, and my two boys, too. And sure do appreciate the time, Paul, and enjoy your show. Call you once a year, whether I have to or not.
Jeff, appreciate it. And you guys have a safe weekend. I agree with you on Barrymore. Eric Stokes was a phenomenal corner, but ultimately I thought Barrymore, I mean, I thought what you saw in the championship game, I mean, he's a destructive force out there. Great to hear from you. Thanks so much. Let's continue with more calls. Brian is in St. Louis. You are on the air. Hello, Brian.
Oh, sir. Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm a diehard Raider fan.
Mm.
I just wanted to get
my
your
condolences.
Opinion on were you shocked by the Alex Leatherwood 17th spot pick?
I don't think it made any sense at all, because I think they could have gotten him in the second round at the same place.
That's what we feel. The same thing with Cleveland Farrell last year or 2 years ago. They could have traded down. They got the same guy they wanted. I don't understand it. I think they just want to pound with Josh Jacobs. The other thing I want to say real quick is I'm sure I'm a diehard Raider fan and grew up with a kid. Kenny Stabs is my favorite player of all time. So what's your opinion of the Snake?
The Snake was phenomenal, and we've had many conversations with friends of his and family and his daughter about the Hall of Fame conundrum, and I don't think he, you know, I only wish he had stayed that one more year with the Raiders when they won the Super Bowl, as opposed to that trade to Houston, which was ill-fated.
Oh, boy.
Because
one of the worst days of my life is watching the Houston Oilers go to Oakland Coliseum and get smoked. He threw a pick. Lester Hayes took it back.
Yeah, no. But
the whole
he was so great.
Think not getting to the Hall of Fame so long. He was involved in 4 of the biggest plays in the history of the NFL with goes to the post, holy roller,
right.
See a hand, and the immaculate reception. He was the greatest team, the most highest winning percentage team in the 70s. It's all because they hate Al Davis and Paul Zimmerman, ESPN, our Sports Illustrated writer. Sometimes the NFL is a joke. That's why college football is still the greatest.
Brian, thank you. And you're right. And it's funny. We had Brian Curtis on talking about sports writing yesterday and television as well. But the idea that a sports writer could hurt someone that badly as Zim did and others did. And in baseball, there were several. Dick Young of the Daily News would campaign to keep people out of the Hall of Fame. I mean, the sports writers back in the day were vindictive and hateful. And that's what hurt a number of players, but nobody more than Stabler. And there were allegations as well. The gambling allegations never quite went away. I don't believe them, but Stabler loved to live life the way he wanted to live it, and as a result, it cost him that. But anyone who knew him and saw him play also understood the talent. So the fact that some guys are getting in the Hall of Fame and he's not is really criminal. Thanks for the call, though. Let's check out Logan, who is up next in North Carolina. Logan, what's up with you?
Hey, Paul. Happy Friday. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Awesome. It's been a long week, man, I'll tell you what. But I just wanted to call in. I had a few views on the draft. Being a Falcons fan, I was really happy with them taking Kyle Pitts.
That was a smart decision. You're right.
It's very smart. I think he'll be the next Tony Gonzalez. I mean, that's something the Falcons have been missing. I mean, I know that's a high pick for a tight end, but he's more than a tight end. I mean, he's almost like a receiver. And what I saw in the SEC title game, like when Alabama couldn't cover him, I mean, he was uncoverable. So, I just wanted to give you an update. I actually went to my first sporting event since the pandemic. I went to see a Braves. I went to see my Cubbies play the Braves.
How was it?
Destroyed on Wednesday.
What was the experience like?
It was great. It was great. I think they're at 50% now, Paul. It was strange. It was pretty good. I mean, not everybody was wearing masks, but I can see with the vaccination and everything. I mean, it was a bad game for me because they got blown out. But they said that night they're going to go back to 100% capacity.
Yeah, no. I mean, Logan, we're about to see the transformation. You'll see it in the South first, and then. You'll see it in the Midwest, and then you'll see it in the East, and then you'll see it in California in 2029. But the point being, we're a couple of weeks away from a sense of normalcy. Can't wait.
I think so too, Paul. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about it. I just wanted to say one thing, though, about the Mac Jones. I'm really glad he went to the Patriots. I know that I'm not a big, obviously, as a Falcons fan, I'm not a big Shanahan fan. I hope, you know, I think he made a mistake. But I think that was the perfect landing spot for Mac, and I just want to congratulate all the Alabama players that got drafted. I mean, six players in the first round is insane. So congratulations to all those guys, and I can't wait to see them play.
Thanks a lot. Mike is up next in the ATL. Hello, Mike. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Mike, we're doing well. Thank you.
You there?
Yeah, we're here.
Paul, listen, I'm a longtime fan of your show. Always valued your opinion. I wish I had something a little more positive to say tonight. But, Paul, I think you said something a while ago that was a little hurtful towards Georgia folks. That original caller that, you know, complained about Justin Fields having an attitude, well, you told him that he only had a very short period of time to evaluate that. But then you came right back and said that Georgia did not give him a fair shake. Well, Paul, what do you value? How do you evaluate that? What time did you spend on the practice field in Athens, or in the film room, or evaluating all of that in person, as you accused the other guy of not doing?
Well, we were talking about two different things, Mike. We're talking about watching Georgia play football over 2 years with Justin Fields. And speaking to people, including interviewing the head coach and others, and probably a 20-second phone conversation, it's a fair point that you said, and I will say this to you, using that those words were probably said because I was more irritated with the caller than in reality. I will, in fairness, because I think you're reasonable, I will see if I can excise that from the record. I was not giving Georgia a fair shake by saying they didn't give him a fair shake. It was ultimately up to Justin Fields. Kirby Smart gave him a chance. I understand the circumstances. You understand the circumstances. So I will grant you that is a fair criticism, and I shouldn't have said it.
Well, I appreciate that, Paul. It was very kind of you. We all remain a big fan of your show. Appreciate what you do. And that's all I had to say today.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and I think I appreciate you bringing that up. I mean, I was. I shouldn't have let one situation affect another. And just because I had a distinct feeling about where this guy was coming from, it didn't. Justin Fields left because he was not willing to to take any more time to try to win the starting job. And he wouldn't, he probably still wouldn't have won the starting job. I mean, Jake Fromm was impenetrable. He was a great quarterback for Georgia. It doesn't make any difference what he has done or has not done in the NFL. That's not the conversation. So thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Glad we can set the record straight sometimes. Let's check in with Pat in Georgia. Hey, Pat, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul, thanks. I'm going to let the Falcons rebuild while I watch Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence and Tim Tebow.
Okay.
Down in Jacksonville. I think that's going to be a tremendous combination. And caller mentioned the Alabama quarterback. I mean, where else can you go other than the New England Patriots and get the tutelage of their head football coach? Justin Fields, I'm all for Justin Fields. I don't have any of the Georgia mania about him. I think he's going to play the first snap because the GM at Chicago and the head football coach at Chicago, their jobs are on the line. They got to win games this year or they're gone. So Justin's going to play the first snap. And Zach Wilson ends up in San Francisco. Wow. He's going to be terrific.
Well, and we're talking about Trey Lance went to San Francisco.
I'm sorry, Trey Lance. I beg your pardon. Zach Wilson went to the Jets.
Right. Yeah. I don't know what they know about Trey Lance, and I don't know how to evaluate him. I think I maybe saw him play in one game, so I'll leave it to the experts because you and I know these guys never get it wrong, do they?
Well, no, they get it wrong a lot. I've got to give a lot of credit to Belichick. I mean, everybody was saying you got to jump up and get so and so and so and so, and he sat there at 15th, and he waited for a quarterback to come to him, Mac Jones.
Well said. Hey, thanks, Pat. Appreciate it. We're heading to a break. Cecil Hurt in the final hour on Alabama's big night. And how great is this team compared to some of the best of all time? Tony Barnhart, Mr. College Football, he is up next.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
You're not worth a flip.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Hey, we welcome you back. It is great to have all of you here on a Friday afternoon. Much of the conversation today about the draft, but we may ask our next guest about the Georgia Bulldogs and the upcoming football season. He is Tony Barnhart. Always a pleasure to welcome you back to the program. Good afternoon, Tony.
Good afternoon, Paul. Happy Friday.
Well, it's almost pedestrian to even ask about how well the SEC did last year, but it is. I mean, if Alabama were the SEC, it would still be light years ahead of pretty much everyone else, especially the Big 12, which I'm still waiting for them to hear to get a player called last night. I think I missed it.
Well, and don't you know the folks in the Big 12 are having a conversation today? They look up and 12 from the SEC, 7 from the Big 10, 6 from the ACC. Houston had one. BYU had one. Big 12 had none. That's going to be an interesting discussion at the Big 12.
Yeah, well, maybe the Big 12 and the Pac-12, now that COVID is waning, can have a retreat somewhere in Vail or Utah or someplace and try to figure out the problems with both leagues. Let me move on, because I do want to ask you about the story of the week prior to the draft, and that's the CFP. We had Hancock on here the other day. Kirby was on. Saban. Everyone offering an opinion. You follow this stuff closer than anyone. What's going to happen here?
Oh, I think one of two things is going to happen. We're going to have a change to either 8 or 12, either at the beginning of the 2023 season, or it'll be at the end of the contract, which, of course, ends at the 2025 season. I think a lot of people are now realizing that the concentration of power into just a handful of schools is not good for the overall health of the game. I mean, the key stat is this, Paul. 7 years of the college football playoff, 4 teams a year, 28 invitations. 22 of 28 invitations have gone to 5 schools, the 4 that played this year and Oklahoma. So that's not good for the overall health of the game, and I think we're starting to have some serious discussions on making the change. The only factor is not if, but when.
Tony, you mentioned the 12, and we had Staples on the other day, and I like Andy a lot, but I didn't understand the logic behind 12. And I'm not trying to make you defend it, but how could you defend 12 right now?
Well, I can't defend 12 because I would not be in favor of that. I mean, obviously what you would do is you give 4 teams a bye and have an 18 tournament to start with, and the 4 winners play into another 18 bracket. To me, that's too much. I know it answers a lot of questions. It allows you to give automatic invitations and have enough room for us. 8, I think, is the number. I read Andy's reporting, and a lot of people like 12 because it just checks a lot of boxes. To me, 8 is the number that you can deal with.
Talking to Tony Barnhart, speaking of the upcoming season, Tony, it is finally around the corner. I mean, we are 3 months from now, we'll be seeing camps opening. And we talked to Kirby about it the other day, but have you heard that Georgia is going to be a contender this year? I know as a graduate and someone who's lived in Atlanta your whole life, have you ever heard this story before, or is this breaking news?
No, this is breaking news. The fact that Georgia might be in the discussion. Georgia's going to have a really good football team. They've got the franchise quarterback they want. They had him at the end of last season, in JT Daniels. They've got good overall talent. Now, is it good enough? Is it good enough to win the East? Probably. Is it good enough to beat Alabama? I don't know. Alabama seems to be doing rather well for themselves. So Georgia deserves to be in the national championship discussion. Whether or not they can win the SEC and get there is another question altogether.
Talking to Tony Barnhart, and Tony, I would be remiss if I didn't bring up something that is going on, I believe it's coming this Monday, that's very, very special to you and your family. There's a golf tournament, the 5th annual Tony Barnhart Classic, and give us the backstory about how this came about, your trips to a different world, so to speak, and how you and your wife are trying to help people by giving back.
Well, in March, thank you, Paul. Thank you for asking about it. In March of 2015, we get a call at home from Jerry Eichhoff, who's the CEO of Honduras Outreach. It's based in Atlanta. They send teams to Honduras, and they supported two schools and a working farm and medical facilities and one of the hardest hit places on earth. And Jerry Eichhoff called us and said, look, we have built a soccer field at the two schools in Honduras with a scoreboard and everything and stands, and we are going to dedicate it to Vince Dooley. Would you like to come? And I said, when do we leave? And they said, in 8 days. Okay. So my wife and I flew down there. Coach Dooley has been there each of the last 5 years to be a part of that ceremony. And it's a life-changing event when you see how other people in the world live. And so since we got back from that trip back in 2015, Honduras Outreach came to me and said, would you please let us put your name on this golf tournament? I said, I would be more than honored to do it. So we have a great turnout on Monday, TPC Sugarloaf in Atlanta, well-known course, great course. The celebrity guests, it's a who's who of college football. Danny Werfel will be there, Aaron Murray, DJ Shockley, Dave Archer from the Falcons, David Green, Matt Stinchcomb, Mark Slaybaugh, Buck Blue, and on and on and on. And Coach Dooley is basically our co-host, and we have a great turnout and raise a lot of money for a very good cause.
And what kind of golf are you, Tony? Can we get some video of this for our show the next day?
Oh, please, you would scare the women and children. As host, what I do is shake people's hands or fist bump them or whatever we do now as they come off and the green, the 18th green, and we take pictures with everybody. And no, my golf game would scare everybody, but it's a whole lot of fun. It's a great. We get an early start on talking about college football with the draft having just been completed. That's going to be a lot of fun, and we're excited. Paul, if you'll just give us a break on the weather on Monday, okay? They're calling for rain. If I can get you to give us a break on the weather, we'll be doing great.
I think we can handle that, Tony. We have a lot of influence on this program, especially about things like that. Well, listen, you and Maria have done great work. You deserve a lot of credit, and I hope it turns out fantastic. Come back soon, Tony, and we'll talk some college football.
All right, Paul, thank you very much.
You got it. Tony Barnhart joining us. We appreciate it very, very much. We will take a break. We still have a lot to do, 90 minutes remaining, and please stick around.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
You're not worth a flip.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
And welcome back on a Friday afternoon. Brian is in North Carolina, and you are next up. Good afternoon, Brian.
Good afternoon, Paul. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. I wanted to simply say thank you, all right? About 15, 20 minutes ago, I knew who you were, but I was watching on the TV, and I became a fan. Primarily because of the way that you dealt with a man who was a Georgia fan, and he's talking about how maybe you were not fair to the University of Georgia, and they're dealing with Justin Fields. And unlike a lot of people in your industry, I seem to accept the statement, and you considered it, thought about it, and said, you know what? Maybe you're right. I wasn't completely fair. That integrity, that analysis, I love it, and I'm a fan.
Well, Brian, thank you. And I mean, everyone understands this is a live show. It's extemporaneous. This isn't a television sitcom where you memorize a script. And he made a really good point. I was being critical of a caller and ended up falling into the same trap that I was being critical about, which equals hypocrisy. And that's something I really abhor. And I thought he made a very smart, sound, and convincing argument. So that's why I said what I did.
I thought he did, and I respect you for responding the way you did, because I've heard. I've heard so many that won't. I just became a fan.
Well, thank you for saying that, Brian. It means a great deal to all of us, and I hope you'll call us again sometime.
All right. And one more comment, if I may.
Sure.
In terms of the draft, I keep hearing these people talk about how the Jaguars knocked it out of the park. I thought the Dallas Cowboys dropping back two spots, picking up draft picks, and getting the, in my opinion, best defensive player in the draft, I thought that was brilliant.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. They for a club that's known for bungling things on draft night, they had a great draft. Hey, thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks so much. How about Patrick in New York? Hello, Patrick.
Hello, Paul. Good to talk to you. I'm a long-time listening, first-time caller.
Thank you so much.
I caught your I caught earlier a few minutes ago when a caller was talking about Kenny Snake Stabler and the fact that he's not in the Hall of Fame. And I thoroughly, a big fan of Stabler the Snake, and he certainly should be in the Hall of Fame. But the one thing that I find very interesting is the fact that the Oakland Raiders are the only team that I'm aware of that has two worthy candidates for the Hall of Fame who haven't been admitted, and that is Daryl Mad Bomber LaMonica.
Oh, yeah, he was
the
fantastic.
The guy was a five-time Pro Bowler, a two-time AFL MVP. And frankly, if you looked at what happened right before the merger, it really was the Kansas City Chiefs and the Oakland Raiders with the vertical passing game that really forced the NFL to go ahead and take in the AFL. In LaMonica, throwing to Warren Wells, Cliff Branch, and a couple others that were, he was just fabulous. And also, he has the highest winning percentage of any player, any quarterback. It's 66-16-1 for an 801 winning percentage. And I believe that's the highest. And the only Hall of Fame he's got to is the Fresno Hall of Fame and the Italian American Hall of Fame. And I think it's about time he ended up in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Patrick, I remember as a young player, a young kid watching him, that's a really interesting call. Thanks for the call from New York. Mitch is up next in South Carolina.
How are you doing, Uncle Paul?
Mitch, you're doing great. How about you?
I'm doing well. I hope that your weekend goes well, and hope that you and your wife get to enjoy what we're supposed to have, pretty weather.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I want to make a statement about Mac Jones, and then I want to ask you a question. But I think Mac Jones probably is in the catbird seat as far as he's going to be able to say that he was coached by the two greatest football coaches of all time, and I don't know that any other quarterback is going to be able to say that.
Well, no. That is a fact. Where Belichick goes from here is open for interpretation, but he is going to go down as the greatest NFL coach, and I don't think we need to debate Saban any longer.
No, and I mean, if his playing career didn't work out, he's had the two best coaches tutor him. He could make a wonderful coach himself.
Yeah, no, what we've all learned about Mac Jones is that he's extremely smart. He's sensitive. He's attentive to detail. And he is the embodiment of what a great coach would be.
Okay, now my question.
Okay.
I know it might turn your stomach to say this, but don't you think Urban was smart last night?
By doing what?
By drafting Travis Etienne along with Trevor.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure I'm enough of an expert on his deficiencies other than he has them across the board. I think Etienne is a very good running back. I thought he was the second best running back in the country last year, but that is a position that draft experts have discounted and diminished. So running backs have almost become a dime a dozen. That's not personal towards him. I think he's a great player. I don't think the fact that they both went to Clemson really means anything once you get to the NFL. I think that is highly overrated.
No, I don't really
Why was it so smart to take him then?
Because Trevor's already used to handing off to this running back. So
yeah, I mean, I think that's, but Mitch, you know, after training camp, I don't think that's gonna. I mean, I think a wide receiver may be a little more important because, you know, you can just shut your eyes. But a running back, I don't think there's that much skill involved in handing off to a running back when you're as good as Trevor Lawrence is.
I know that you weren't going to give me much credit.
Well, and by the way, I appreciate you trying to bring Clemson into the program today because there's not much, you know, and I'm sure it pains you too, Mitch. I say this as a friend, and to see this adulation over Alabama having six players taken in the first round.
No, did you not hear what Mel Kiper said last night?
I probably missed it.
He said that there's probably not going to be another upheaval about a quarterback again until 2023 when DJ Ungulele comes out.
You think so, huh?
That's what Mel said.
Well, I would never argue with Mel, even though he told us the other day he thought Mac Jones was going to San Francisco.
I think everybody said that, though.
All the more reason why somebody shouldn't have said it.
Well, we'll see. But anyway, no, I'm not destroyed about Alabama. I think that's wonderful. They do it every year, don't they?
You know, I don't know. I mean, Mitch, I will tell you this, and I know some fans are excited that I really don't get as hung up on my team beat your team in the draft. To me, once the season's over, that stuff's over with.
That wasn't why I called. I was just calling about a certain situation. I could care less about all the other players.
Well, I'm sure you do. Hey, thanks for the call, Mitch. I appreciate it. Let's continue. Trey is up next. Hey, Trey, go right ahead.
Hey, my friend, it's What's on the Grill Friday. How are you?
What do you got?
Ribeye, grilled asparagus, grilled portobello mushroom, baked potato, and a blue moon getting ready for some Alabama softball. How does that sound, Paul?
That's good with me.
Okay. I'll send you an invite. Maybe it'll be ready by the time you get here. Hey, Paul, who are you looking forward to? And what about the Derby this weekend? Who you got?
I will tell you, until we interviewed the trainer from the Derby today, I did not realize the Derby was tomorrow.
Okay. I keep asking you questions.
Yeah,
you don't
realize here's the problem with the Derby being on the first day of May. It just seems like it's I realize the Derby is the first Saturday of May, but it just seems like we make that transformation very quickly. But I used to cover thoroughbred racing very early in my career. I loved it. It's one of the most beautiful sports I've ever been around, but I will tell you, I have not followed it very closely lately.
Okay, well, I have a couple of questions about Mac Jones for you.
Okay.
Do you think pick number 199 gives pick number 15 a call about New England? And the second question is, do you think the weather in New England is going to affect Mac Jones in any way, shape, or form? And I hang up, listen, and I hope all of you have a wonderful weekend, Mr. Feinbach.
Yeah, I mean, it could. But, you know, I mean, having spent a lot of time in the East, you know, after about late October, it takes a vicious turn up there. It's windy, it's rainy, it's cold, and those are tough conditions, especially at a place like Foxborough. Hey, we're heading to a break. We appreciate you being here. Cecil Hurt in the next hour, and we are coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
You're not worth a flip. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And welcome back. Great to have all of you here. Late Friday afternoon. Diane is up next. Good afternoon.
Hey, it is Diane.
Hey, Diane. Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. I am a fourth caller in about 6 years.
Wonderful. That's great.
I'm kind of spontaneous. Tell me when I'm on the air.
You're on the air, Diane, right now.
Oh, I'm on the air. Okay. Okay, let me give you a little history. Okay, so all my money went to Alabama with my two daughters, Sheena and Shay. My nephew Michael walked on from Hoover and scored a couple of touchdowns, and Derrick Henry named him Highway 46. Michael, I'm so proud to say, he followed Kiffin down to Boca, and now he's at Ole Miss, and I think he's happy. But I think I know where his real love is, and that's just me speaking. What I want to say, and this is just going to be very brief, I just want to say that I'm so proud of Coach Saban. I've had Tide Pod tickets, since I was 20 pounds younger. Let's see. I was about 20. I'm 60 now. But... it's been the best ride I've ever had. I remember when I was at Legion Field with, our legendary Paul Bear Bryant, and I was at the 3:15 game, and my daughter, Sheena, her best friend was Evan Mathis, who played.
Sure.
And he was incredible. Like, he was on a full scholarship at Alabama and stuff. But anyway... long story short, I want to say a couple of things. I am so proud of Coach Saban. And behind Coach Saban is a wonderful wife named Miss Terry. And I'll tell you this, that's why those six guys got in last night. Not only does Coach Saban teach them on the field, but he teaches them class off the field. And I'm just...
well, thank you for saying that. And they also got in last night because they had great parents that helped bring them up and were able to enable them. But thanks for the call. Let's check in with Tom in California. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
I am doing great. Thanks for the call.
So about a month ago, I was listening to your station and your show, and you were completely flabbergasted.
Tom, I apologize. We cannot get your cell phone reception working very so we're literally not hearing anything you're saying. But if you can call us back maybe from a better cell location, we would appreciate it. Thanks for the call. How about James up next? Hey, James. Good afternoon to you.
Houston, we have a problem. Paul, you all right today, man? I mean, I heard you disparage Mitch.
I wasn't disparaging Mitch. I was just not agreeing with his Travis Etienne pick by Urban Meyer as being that much of a genius pick.
Okay, I'll give you the nod there. Is that okay?
That's great.
Do you think possibly Mac to New England had anything to do with Coach Saban and what's-his-name's connection?
Well, of course it did, sure.
Okay. So you're telling me I'm a genius for figuring that one out?
I think sometimes things are pretty transparent.
Okay, Paul, here's one for you. You got two bananas and three monkeys. What do you do?
You tell me, James.
Okay, Paul. It depends on the monkeys. You see, the first monkey may not like bananas at all, but the second monkey He wants all three.
James, is there some subliminal meaning to this ridiculous?
I'm not sure, Paul. I'm gonna leave that for you to glean.
Terrible that you're telling us.
But the third monkey, he may be toting a pistol. Paul, you have a nice day.
I'm going to try. It may be impossible after that story, though, but I appreciate it. Cecil Hurt will put us all in better spirits in the next hour. We'll also talk to KP about the weekend in baseball. Cecil has written some very interesting things about comparing this Alabama team to the Miami team of about 20 years ago, and we are coming right back.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.